Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Yeah, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you're at. We opened the show heart to heart with the sounds of Where Is He? Where Is He? Again. We gave you Jimmy D, the psalmist, and the title of the song, Mighty Men of War. Our God is a mighty man of war. And we go through wars, we go through battles in our lives, but what I'm happy about, what I'm glad about, is that our God is so faithful, our God is so good, and that we know the end of the battle. We know what's happening at the end. We know the end result of it all, that even if we don't get the victory, or we don't see the victory in this lifetime, we will definitely, but the victory is guaranteed. I'm thinking of Abraham, who was also faced with his own battles, and he was waiting for God to fulfill, but some of the things he never got to see. But hey, now we are the products of the fulfillment, or we are the fulfillment of the promise. So yeah, we are going through that. If you don't see it now, keep holding on. It will be worth your while in the next time when you are meeting with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I'm excited that today we are back again with Pastor Lebebe in the studio. Muruti, how are you?
Wow, I am energetic. It's summer, it's dry. You really got me right there.
No, but it's not summer, Muruti.
What is it? Spring and summer?
And I don't know what's happening.
Is it not all hot? Please help us out there. Is it summer, spring? True.
No, it's not supposed to be summering in spring.
Okay.
And it's not supposed to be augusting in spring. Okay. I mean, I don't know if you didn't see it outside this today.
It was quite windy, right?
Windy and dusty.
And dusty. It should have happened when, according to
geography? In August. And we don't know what's happening in the atmosphere, but God knows.
Ah, wonderful.
But when it comes to money matters, we know what's happening, right?
We do know what's happening.
And so today we're talking about money traps.
Money traps.
What are these?
Money traps is literally to feel like you are trapped in some kind of a money arrangement. Have you ever felt like, you know, I want to come out of this financial dilemma and I feel trapped?
Yeah.
That's what money traps, it's like. There are people, for example, who will immediately say, my money trap is my personal debt. I've been trying to settle this debt for 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling. It looks like I take one step forward, two step backward. So we're going to be looking at different money traps today. That's
okay.
Our topic. Yeah.
All right. Can a human being be a money trap?
I don't want to be in trouble with some of the. I don't know who you're trying to get me in trouble
I don't have a beef
now.
Maruti, I don't have a beef with anyone, but is it possible to have a human being as your money trap?
Yeah, I've never thought about that, and it's not in my book, so I'm not gonna comment.
But what's in your book?
Okay, my book has got 22 chapters.
Uh-huh.
Wow, 22 powerful chapters, and money traps is found in chapter 19 of my book. It's Money Traps.
And the book is called?
It's Life After Debts.
Mm-hmm.
Life After Debts. Mm-hmm. And so Money Traps is chapter 19 of my book, Life After Debts, which is a guide to wealth creation and a debt-free life.
Uh-huh.
And I basically there in chapter 19, Money Traps, discuss about 7 different money traps.
Let's go to them.
Yeah, for today's show, I'll look at maybe 3 or 4.
All right.
For the sake of time.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we all know about, which is a money trap, it keeps people trapped in a financial dilemma where they feel like they are unable to break out of financial difficulty. The first one is credit card debt. Yeah, credit card, basically. So credit card can be a money trap in a sense that, have you ever been offered something that you need to stay alive and you are told you need to bring it back? Like, you guys have given me bottles of water.
And then we say, bring back the water.
And, you know, I need water to stay alive.
Yes.
Imagine if you were saying to me, after finishing up this bottle, bring it back.
Yeah.
And hope that you won't need it again.
And bring it back full.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said in my book that money, it's the third thing in life that you need to stay alive after water and air.
Mm.
So the third thing that really keeps us alive, it's money after water and air. So to compare money with water, like I did in my book, is actually a perfect example. So how does that apply with the credit card? A financial institution says, Zbongile, we can offer you 50,000 rand of a credit card. And you say, yeah, it's going to get me out of my trouble. You take that credit card, 50,000, you spend it on what you need, and then the month end comes, you need to start paying back that 50,000 rand in and in small installments. Now, the way a credit card becomes a money trap is every time you pay towards your settlement, in fact, every time you pay an installment into your credit card, they recredit you. Can you think about that? So you took 50,000 and you spend it. Now you are paying 5,000 every month towards the repayment of that capital debt of 50,000, which by the
way, you keep going back to it again.
You keep going back because every time you pay, they also pay you back. So you just paid them. So they put another money, and then you pay, they put another money. So it's no longer 50,000. You were owing 50,000. That was your capital or your original debt, plus interest, sometimes up to 14-15% interest, plus the fact that they keep giving you. It's like you just drank this bottle of water and now you're finished. Then I pour a little bit more and give it back to you and just keep quiet. Before you know it, I said, you know what? You've actually finished 5 liters of water today alone, and I need my money back. So, you know, that's why people struggle with credit card debt, and that's why credit card debt, it's bad. And in my book, I said one of the ways you need to break out of credit card debt. In fact, I shared with you last week of how I, in fact, in the process of writing this book, I was in debts myself, indebted to up to a million. I shared that. And a bigger part of that was on my credit card debt and my personal loan debt. So how I eradicated credit card debt, you need two things to eradicate credit card debt. One, you need to be intentional. And secondly, you need to be intense. So intensity and intentionality. You need to have a never say no attitude. It's an attitude that says, I'm out and I'm out for good. You need to take that credit card, cut it with the razor and throw it away and never want to use it again and just stick to the repayment plan. And you know, the temptation is as you pay, maybe if you've paid 50% of your credit card debt, they'll send you an SMS to say you now qualify for 100,000.
But let me ask.
Because it's a money trap. They want you to stay there and die in debts.
Now, there's a new one. And I remember they called me and they're like, oh, we'd like to. There's a certain bank I was owing. And now I'm just about to finish. There's not much that is left. But... well, it is much because I'm,
But you were better than where you started.
And then now they say, no, you know what? Let's give you a revolving credit card. And then it's not clear what happens to the debt. But it's going to be involved in that. Okay, tell us about that. So because so many people become so excited that my debt is cancelled, I got a revolving. So what is that?
Yeah, that is similar to a product that some people might have heard about it. I'll come back to that a little bit to digress on the point. But there's a concept people heard about which is called access bond. So a person has got a 20-year bond, and they've paid 10 years
and then they go left get another 10 bond. Years
and then the financial institution calls you and say, guess what, we can actually refinance your bond, but what we're going to do is, let's say you had a bond of 500,000, half a million, you paid 250, you are left with 250, and then the bank says, we can actually give you 200 as loan. We can transfer that into your account and we refinance your bond or we restructure your bond. So you are basically back where you started with a couple more of a little bit of money again in your
account.
So it could, the revolving credit card, as you mentioned, could almost sound similar to that kind of an arrangement where it's like, okay, we see you are left with 20,000.
Yeah.
We can basically give you 50,000, and by so doing, you would have settled your 20,000, and you would still be left with 30,000 to use.
But in actual fact, it's not that. It's not the truth, right?
It's not the truth. What is happening is, yeah, but because, you know, lenders and creditors always know that, you know, we need money every day.
Yeah.
Is there a day we don't use money?
No.
I don't think. The same way we breathe every day and drink mm-hmm. water every day, mm. we spend money every mm. day. So there's always going to be a need for money. And lenders actually hinge on that. They take advantage of the fact that we know humans are desperate for money, and we're going to give them more credit. And you end up in an endless cycle of credit card debt. And that's what the money trap is. You are trapped in credit card mm. debt. And you
so now what are you owing the bank now? Are you owing the bank 50,000? Because they said now we've paid off that 20,000 that you were going to pay. We put it into the revolving.
No, the bad news is you're not owing them 50,000. You're owing them 50,000 plus their 20. Interest.
Oh, plus the interest.
Because remember, if you had 20,000 to settle that credit card, what you can also negotiate under such circumstances when it comes to settlement. Oh, this is one of my big testimonies.
Yes.
When I was in a journey of canceling my debts,
uh-huh.
the bank, you can't believe it, the bank offered me 90% settlement discount. I won't say which bank is that.
Okay.
Yeah. But 90% settlement discount on my credit card. I was the happiest guy that day. I was like, wow.
And it was the biggest mistake.
Do you understand? 90% discount.
Mm.
It's like you're owing 10,000 and they say give us
1,000. Yeah.
And your credit card, it's done just like that. And just a couple of days after I've done that, settled it, and then I get a mail that says, oh, you qualify for a black card, credit card. And because I was intentional, and because I was intense, and because I was working towards being financially free, I had to say no to any further credit card offers. So to get back to where you said, you let's say in your example, you left with 20,000, they give you 50,000. With the 20,000, they sorted you out, and then you have a new credit card balance of 30,000 plus interest. Yeah, they actually took you right back to where you started with the 50,000. In fact, in a far worse situation now because you have interest. And guess what? Every time, people don't always honor their, you know, their scheduled payments.
Yeah.
You're not always able to pay.
We don't answer the phone.
Clearly said. And when you miss that installment, when you don't answer that phone, when you don't open that mail, then they add administrative fines and they add administrative actions to that.
And they might be silent for some time. When they come, it's big money.
It's big money. Yeah. And then recollection fees or handover fees and all of these kind of things. And this thing, it's what sink people into. That's why credit card debt, guys, it's bad. You have to look at ways to be debt-free. In fact, when we talk about financial freedom, one of the key debts we are looking at setting people free from, it's credit card debt. That's the
so now one. People believe that because credit card makes life easier,
okay,
you can hire this, you can do this with a credit card, and a lot of people would want to own that. I can buy and then pay later.
There is nothing you can do with a credit card that you can't do without it. There is nothing you can do with it that you can't do without it. So I want people to really desist from that mindset.
Yeah.
Your simple debit card with the bank can book you a flight, can book you hotels. What else can you not do? You don't need the credit card, honestly. Get rid of that thinking. It's a money trap.
Yeah.
You need to see it that way.
Mm.
And if you don't start looking at the fact that, you know, you are on the losing side. Every time you get a credit card and your credit account is being credited, you are the loser. You're not winning. You're the loser. The one that's winning is the financial institution that gave you that credit. They are on the winning side. They are the one that's going to make almost three times. People, think about this. If a bank gives you 50,000, you're going to pay them more than twice.
Of course.
More than twice. At the end of the day, you're going to pay them more than twice. Sometimes 2 to 3 times more because of penalties, because of late payment charges and all these other things and partial payments. You're going to end up paying them sometimes more than three times what they gave you. You are on the losing side. And if you don't wake up to that reality, you're going to stay trapped under credit card debt.
Okay, so you say cut that card into pieces,
throw it away. Do what I did, you know. And I was so glad that when I threw away that card in the middle of the highway somewhere where I just pulled over, there was nobody watching because I really cut it like a mad, angry man.
Yeah.
But I was like literally angry at the fact that, you know, unless I make decisive decisions and take decisive actions and bring to an end these withdrawals and ignore these credits that keep coming into this account, sending me back into the holes of credit card debt, I'm not going to come out. And then I just cut it and I threw it away. I said in my book repeatedly, you will never come out of a hole if you keep digging the bottom. So I knew that every time I made withdrawal from that credit card, I'm digging my own hole. It's becoming bigger. I'm staying longer and permanently in that hole of debt, and I'll never experience life after death. And you know, to come out of debt, imagine life after death. That's what helped me. That was my biggest motivation. I always thought, oh my God, look at how much money is leaving my account every month. More than 30,000. This goes to credit card. This to personal loan. This goes to student loan. Imagine if I have paid all these people, I would have 30,000 to me.
Mm-hmm.
30,000, that's mine, that I don't have to, you know, worry that someone is going to take it out of my account. It's going to be my money that I can pay myself through savings and investment.
Mm.
That's why we always say the journey to wealth creation starts with being financially free or debt free.
Mm.
You have to eradicate that credit card debt and then you go, you're off.
You're off.
Yeah.
You eradicate it.
Yes,
you eradicate. You mentioned be intentional about
it. Be intentional and be intense. I mean, cutting your card, it's intense. Like some people say, why don't you just put it in the wardrobe somewhere? I wanted to forfeit any possible temptation to ever want to use that card again.
Because we do.
Yeah.
We become tempted.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
All right. So you mentioned credit cards. What's the second thing?
The second one, it's ITC or credit listing. You know, when you hear people say, I am listed in the credit bureau.
Yeah.
It's actually a very big thing in South Africa. I just want to read out a paragraph in my book. It says, one of the worst financial positions you can ever find yourself in, it's credit listing with the credit bureau. In South Africa, a survey revealed that only 48% of credit active consumers are up to date with their credit repayment.
Mm.
And up to 60% of the working class are listed in ITC. Can you imagine? More than 60% of the working class is in credit bureau. That means they've got very bad credit scores, very bad credit status. And it's bad because being in ITC means you can't afford things that really matter in life. Imagine a situation where you end up on ITC because of a clothing account or a cell phone account. Things, those are the do nots. You know,
and when you're talking cell phone account,
completely unnecessary.
Well, sometimes a person takes it at that time they see it necessary because they don't have cash when they get it. But I've heard of many people asking, is it possible to even come out from?
Yes,
because after you have
closed, I'm actually glad that you said that.
Yeah,
because it's bringing me to my second thought or example.
Yes,
that is the worst contributing factor or the worst cause of why people never come out of the ITs, that perception, that mindset. Me personally, having had debts of up to a million, I was obviously in ITC. You know, I remember an example that I cited in my book where a lady came to my office crying, devastated. And what had happened is her boyfriend asked her to buy him a car, right? It's like a boyfriend comes and say, please buy me a car because you've got a good name with the bank.
Yeah.
And I don't because I'm in ITC. But don't worry, I'll pay the installments.
Yo.
And the lady says, how exactly are the installments going to be paid off? He says, no, well, when the deductions happen from your account, I'll credit your account myself. Yeah. So that's what happened. 2 years down the line,
he didn't pay.
No, he was paying here and there, here a little, there a little, you know.
It doesn't work like that.
from, but remember, he doesn't really have an obligation. I mean, if you bought a car for me,
yeah,
and I promise to pay you, that promise is between me and you. The arrangement is between you and the bank, and the bank doesn't take it in parts.
Yeah, they don't even care. Want it full.
You can't say, well, my boyfriend didn't.
No, he didn't pay this month.
So what happened is, then they broke up 2 years into the repayment of that car. Well, the car takes about 72
and
months.
It was left with her.
It was left with her. But no, the car was with him. Remember, he bought this car for himself. But the payment of this car coming off from the lady's account.
Mm.
And then when they broke up, he did not want to send back the car and he did not want to pay. He said, I'm unemployed. I can't pay for the car. Please keep paying it for it. I know you and I are no longer an item.
Hey, boo.
Yes. And he said, keep paying for the car and I'll have the car because I need it to run some errands and make some small money to pay you. So the lady, you can imagine her frustration. She comes to me. She's crying. She's so devastated. And I made use of my other legal entity to get the car back and sold the car and try to pay off
at least half of whatever that's owed.
And I want to say right here, Bongi, please don't. I don't want people calling me and say, we also want that legal entity.
We want
I'm not in that space anymore. I'm just giving financial advices right now. So, but you could imagine what went on into the mind of that young man. He, like so many people you were referring to now, think it's an impossible victory to get out of ITC. They think, I don't know where people get that. They think once you're there, you're there. What I did myself during my journey of credit recovery, I had to do an ITC screen or scan and see who I'm owing, how much am I owing them, who has me in ITC and all of that. And then I started calling. That's where intentionality. You see, I'm intentional now. Then I write down all of my debts. Some people, as I'm speaking right now, as we're talking in the studio here, they know they're in ITC, but they don't even know how much
who
they owe.
And who sent them there?
They don't even care. If you ask them, how much is your debt? I don't know, but it's terrible. How much? I don't know, but it's big. You're not intentional. You have not made a conscious decision to confront your debts. So I had a list. I remember a very big document printed of all my creditors. And some of them gave me 25% settlement, others 40, others 45, others my debt with them had prescribed. I didn't have to pay them anymore because I just took so long without paying that. And that's how I came to 100% debt clearance. So it's possible.
Okay.
In fact, people, I just want to end this part of credit listing by saying what people do, Zbongile, is instead of working on paying their creditors so that they are removed in ITC, they do these other things now. Like, Zbongile, please give me money, I'll pay you because the bank doesn't want to give me or loan me because I'm unloanable by the bank and I'll pay you. You don't have to do that. There is a way. The book prescribes exactly how you can go about confronting your ITC issues.
Okay, let's come back and confront our ITC issues. Yes. Family, I'm with Pastor Lakili Bepe. We're talking about money traps. You can call in and talk to us, 012-334-1322. You got a question? He's still right here. You can ask that question, 012-334-1322. Or you get a comment. You also want to share your own testimony. We'd like to hear that. So 012-334-1322 is the number. The SMS line 37871. It will cost you 150. And 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. It's our WhatsApp line. Ons kom terug.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Yeah, on Heart to Heart, I'm Sibongile Mofokeng. It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We gave you the sounds of Khayyam Tetwa, our God. And I hope that you have enjoyed that one. I see you, Miliswa Ntumba. You are tuned in and you are... you say the program is very, the topic is interesting. And I believe that you're learning just like all of us, hey? And I see Pietra. Pietra, is that for us? Let me hear if Pietra is talking to us, Maruti.
Okay. I agree. I hate a credit card. I hate it, hate it, hate it. But the problem is, if you don't have a credit record, you can't buy anything. Because accounts and machines, I mag it nie sien nie. Ek haat dit, nee. Because they blacklisted me for 38 rand, what I didn't even know. I closed my account and I actually asked them how much I owe you guys, and they say nothing. And then the next minute when I want to buy a car, they blacklisted me. Yeah, so you need to be careful. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Pietra. And jy moet nie sê, die naam van die stores, nee.
She's so frustrated by the 38 rand. She had to mention that just to get it out of the chest. I wouldn't blame you, Pedro.
And then she mentioned something, Muruti, that when you, without a credit, you are unable to buy anywhere. Yeah. Without a credit.
Yeah, well, when you're looking for short or long-term finance, whether it's vehicle finance or yes, even home loans, yes, they do need your credit record. That's just pure maths on how to prove yourself in terms of your credibility to actually pay credit. But it's not a pressing reason still. It's not an exemptable or a justifiable reason why you should have. For example, in the case of Petra, she said she wanted to build up a credit record by opening a clothing account.
Right.
Right. And she spoke about how, you know, they put her on credit bureau because of 38 rand. And that's the simplest thing you can do. Let's say you are in the process of a car or a house. Why don't you go and, for the purpose of a credit record, open up a clothing account and buy maybe...
But never use it.
No, you can use it. You can take up clothes of 1,000 rand and pay 100 rand for the next 3 months.
Okay.
I'm just saying, use it for that, but yeah.
All right. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
How are you?
Hi, Babu Vilakazi. Welcome. It's been a while.
You wouldn't say no, it's Libeb, only Libeb.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I'm a traveler. I was telling how I didn't have a credit card. There's a credit card. I see what I did there. Every time you say, Melly. I asked Woody on a credit card. I man, smiley any man, I don't want on a credit card.
Yo.
Even friends, I man, manje kunzima la, manje credit card, so I can ask you something, poor Lanyan. I can't suppose.
Yo.
And credit card, yeah, one time 30 gross and gaga, 600, 700, a shop right somewhere. I'm sorry to say that. Nangithi ngiyalapha bathi
it was a chaser. Yeah, okay.
Sorry. But daba shy credit card ithi but sorry says declined.
Yo.
Yazomile lapha abantu bakubhekile manje declined. But phone your bank.
Yeah.
The bank yazi the way bahlanipe ngakhona, the way umfundisi abeka ngakhona ukuthi bahlakaniphile ukuthi bakusinke on debt. But kimi, okay, but now we can manage something for your budget. But you can put that on budget. How many months? 3 months or 6 months? Niti mina no, 3 months. We are going to have a phone go to pool. Make
like. Hey son, yes. So you owe them.
Yabonga kakhulu.
Thank you so much, Babu Vilakazi. Yo, Babu Vilakazi talks about when he went to the store and the card declined.
Wow.
And they said, no, we'll put it on budget when he was talking to his bank. So he says that is the bank trying not to, like they're like Pharaoh.
Exactly.
Pharaoh said to the children of Israel, you can go,
but don't go too far.
Yeah.
So the bank in the neighborhood.
Yeah. And he says, be careful of family, because when the family knows that you have a credit card, sometimes they use that for their own benefit.
Exactly. You couldn't have said it better than that. And I'm glad that with this kind of testimonies that people are sending, we are seeing why it's a bad money trap.
Sure. Vincent says, hello, my name is Vincent. I was in debt review for over 6 years, but till today, my creditor is still claiming mostly personal loans and credit cards. Thank you. Advice. God bless. Moruti.
Yeah, when I heard you read that, I immediately guessed that it would have something to do with personal loans or credit card debt. Because with when it comes to personal loans and credit card debts, your creditors always have an answer for why you still owe them. Yes, they have an answer. Remember what they do.
Like what I was talking to you about with the cell phones. the service providers, people say once you're in there, it's very hard to come out. Even when you have closed the account, they keep saying you're owing and getting money from you.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, we off air, we laughed about it when I said to you, that pain and that frustration is necessary to chase you away from credit forever.
Yes,
it is frustrating, and I can relate to what he's talking about, because when it comes to personal loans and credit card debt, the creditors will always have a reason. They will always have an answer why you still owe them, and it will date back to days where you made a partial payment or a late payment. You had arrears, administrative actions, penalties, charges, interest hike, repo rates. All of these are some of the answers you're going to get for why you still owe them. And they are even prepared to send you a 12 months bank statement at your own cost to justify and
you prove. Pay that.
Yes. And to justify and prove that, okay, you actually owe us this. If he says that he was in debt review, I would then assume that his accounts were already with collection solutions. So it was already beyond the creditors. And therefore, they would even add collection fees on that. So that could be one of the reasons, from repo rates, inflations, administrative actions, collection fees. Those are some of the reasons that he's still paying that account nonetheless. The easiest way to always settle debts, when you are at a point where the balance is such that you can make a once-off payment. Let's say you had a credit card debt of 100,000 and you've been paying 5,000, and all of a sudden you have a credit card balance of 20,000. It's advisable to pay that 20,000 off, once off, with a settlement discount. Because once you do that, when they give you a settlement offer, they will put into account all the other adjustment costs into that and say, okay, here there was late payment costs and all of escalation costs, and they'll put that into that, and you end up paying that 15th. And once you pay that, they give you a clearance letter, which you can use when you're looking for other credits.
Yeah.
But the reason why he's having this difficulty is probably because he's trying to pay it off through monthly installments until the last payment. That's why they will always have something. And in the process, it could be that some debit payments bounces back because there was a late payment because of long weekend, long holidays. You know, those things where sort of a payment bounced back because your money came. It only came after a long weekend, or there was a public holiday on month end, and all of that. These are some of the frustrating things.
Kolisile is like, yo, hi, good rough.
I love the roughness. I'll still say to you, Sbongile, when people are frustrated and angry and breathing out of place, I get excited. I said, you need that frustration to hate debts, because if you don't hate them, you'll keep going back.
All right. Time is not on our side, Moruti. I think we are not going to finish today, but you did mention that you're going to touch just but a few first. A family member says, she's laughing first. My sister, when my family found out I won't mention the store's credit so much. Everybody was buying from you now. I'm in debt. And no one is, no one is helping me. And this is what families do to others, to each other.
Well, at least I'm helping you, my sister, by telling you to stay away from
credit cards. Cut the card. Cut it to
That's
pieces.
The help I can
and when they it. Come, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't.
Yeah.
You'd rather save for 2 months and get something that you want.
Definitely.
3 months and you get what you want.
Yes.
Because now they are not helping. As Babu Vilakazi also mentioned, that now
definitely.
They come, they use you, but they don't pay back. So, Muruti, as we are wrapping up, you were about to tell us how to deal with the issues, our ITC issues as well.
Yeah, the first thing is do an ITC scan. Know who you are owing and how much you're owing them. That's the first point to start off. And if you feel like, you know, I'm so pressed, I don't know if I'm going to afford to pay them, and don't just accept what the creditors say, pay as a minimum, because that could also be the reason why you're not finishing off your payment, because all you could be paying for is the interest rate instead of actually paying for the capital debt itself if you just agree to minimum payment. A lot of financial advice is needed on that, and I want to sell myself on that. I'm available to assist, help you structure how, you know, you can put together your payment restructuring system and your repayment system to actually come out of debt. And the book itself is available. Get it and you will get more insight.
Life After Debt. On chapter 19.
Yeah, that's chapter 19. Amara
Muruti, how did we get to chapter 19 without 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8?
I was just choosing the ones that I all of them are powerful.
Yeah.
But when I thought money traps, over 60% of the working class, this is a matter of national interest. We need to talk about that.
And we're still going to cover the others as we continue
I'm
in the coming weeks.
Yes. Monday.
So tell us a bit again about your book, Life After Debt.
Get the book. It's only 350. You will get it at your doorpost everywhere you are in South Africa. You can send us a WhatsApp text and say you want the book and we'll give you all the details. It's 071.
Mm-hmm.
352-4581.
Can you repeat that?
071 352-4581.
Muruti, what do you cover? Some of the chapters that are there as well?
Just a quick run through the table of contents of the 22 chapters. What you will find is misconception about money, the causes of poverty, why you need to get out of debts, budgeting, what to do when expenses exceed income, good money habits, wealth killers, how to come out of debts, the benefits of saving money, how to save money effectively, increasing your savings, what to do, what to save for first and last, developing a habit of saving money. First thing to do when you get an increase, how to negotiate a salary offer or increase at work, the three steps of creating wealth, the cash flow quadrant, money traps. Your income is your asset for wealth creation, generating wealth through seven multiple streams of income, and then financial partnership in marriage is the last one.
Very interesting.
Yes.
But also, what is the misconception about money?
Misconception about money, one of them is that some people are meant to have it and others are not. And that those who have it were lucky to have it. They come from rich families. A misconception
they were given the money was given to them on a silver platter.
Yeah, is that well, if they are rich, good for them. It's by luck or it's by inheritance, and there are no self-made millionaires. So those are some of the misconceptions. And again, a big misconception for some people is, well, God doesn't want you to be rich because he wants you to be humble. You know, if you have a lot of money,
especially
some
in
people
Christendom,
tell you money is evil. And all of that. Those are some of the
misquoting the scripture that says the love of money.
Okay.
Money on its own, it's not evil.
Not at all.
Yeah, but
not
the love of it.
The love of it.
Yeah. All right. MP says, I have mine celebrating. He's also received, MP received, I don't know if it's his or his book by Pastor Lakile Bebe.
Wow. Thank you, MP. I actually want to give a shout out to Prudence Molefe. She was the first buyer of the book last week after our show. She actually bought it during the show. I hope you have it, Prudence, and I hope it's good to tell us how it's going.
Anonymous, I think you will now have to talk to Pastor Lebebe directly because time is so. It's not on our side. I'm only left
we
with
have
a
to
minute.
Do this next week, right?
Yeah, I'm left with just a minute. I think let me give you the numbers where you can send a WhatsApp to Pastor Lebebe 071-352-4581. It's 071-352-4581. You can send a message, and that's the very same book where you can also get your that's the same number that you can get your book Life After Debts, a guide to wealth creation and a debt-free life by Pastor Lakili Bebe. That's the same number that you can contact to get your book, 071-352-4581. And I believe it's a season where God wants us free. What are your closing statements?
Your learning determines your earning. Your financial status is the sum total of your financial education. Be financially wise.
Aish, and I think God will be proud of us, right? Because he has put us here as stewards, isn't it, Murut?
Definitely.
Yeah, but hey, we keep messing up.
It will get better.
It is getting better. Yes. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much for coming through, Muruti. Can't wait for next week where we will be continuing. And Meryl, we will tackle that. Other family members who are sending their messages as well, we will tackle your issues next week. Or you can contact Muruti directly, 071-352-4581.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.